My name is Johnny, storyteller. I have a story from the Book of God, titled Joy Forever, Suffering is Finished. John, who was one of 12 closest followers of Jesus, helped to spread the good news. Like Peter and Paul, he wrote letters that were passed around to encourage the followers of Jesus. He also wrote an account of the life of Jesus, the promised Savior. John lived to be an old man. John was arrested because he told people about Jesus, and he was sent to a remote prison island. But God did not forget John. God gave John a vision about the events of the end of time and how Jesus will return. So John described what he saw in this vision, and John quoted Jesus in his letter. Jesus said, "When I come, I'm going to come like a thief comes in the night. You won't know when I'm coming. But what's important is that you are ready when I come." In the vision, John saw the future, a great time of violence and destruction. He saw famines, wars, plagues, and huge natural disasters. In that time, Satan will be permitted much power. Satan will bring a man whom John described as the beast. He is called the Antichrist by people. Satan will give him huge power. He will be a ruler of many nations. He will even have his own prophet. John called this prophet the second beast. This second beast will perform amazing miracles in the name of the first beast, and he will make people worship the beast. He will also make a huge idol of the first beast, and he will make people worship this idol. And those who will refuse to worship this idol, they will be killed. Many people will be beheaded because they refused to worship the beast. John saw Satan and his beast grow in arrogance to the point that they believed they could wage war against God and win. The beast gathered all the armies of the world together in one place John called Armageddon and prepared to face God in battle. Then John described what happened as he watched this huge army gathering at Armageddon. He looked up and he saw the heavens open. John saw a white horse with a rider. John described the rider as having eyes that were burning like flames, and the words coming out of his mouth were like sword. And as he rode out, the armies of heaven followed him, and his robe was written, his title, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It was Jesus. And as the armies of the world gathered to fight Jesus, the beast and his prophet were captured. They were thrown into the lake of fire that burns forever. And then Jesus turned, and with his voice, he killed everyone in the enemy's army. Satan was taken, captured, and he was bound with heavy chains, and he was thrown into a deep pit prison for 1,000 years. Then John saw every person who had died because they refused to worship the beast. Those who were beheaded, they were all raised back to life, and they reigned over all the earth in peace with Jesus for 1,000 years. And at the end of the 1,000 years, Satan was released from his prison, and John saw Satan try to deceive the nations again to turn away from Jesus. Satan gathered a huge army, more than all the grains of sand on the seashores, to wage war against Jesus. This army surrounded the city where Jesus was, but big fire came from heaven and destroyed this army. Then Satan was thrown into a lake of burning fire with his beast and his prophets, and they were to be tormented in this lake of fire forever. Then John saw every person from the beginning of time until then, all who had died, standing in front of God's throne. God judged them, the great and the small. If you did not follow God through faith in Jesus, you were thrown into the lake of fire. And then even death was thrown into the lake of fire and destroyed forever because no one would die again. Then John described how the heaven and earth, as they were, disappeared. A new heaven and a new earth replaced them. A voice came from heaven, called out, Now God's kingdom is among his people, and he will live with them, and they will be his people. He will wipe away all their tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more suffering, no more tears, no more crying, and no more pain. All these things are gone forever. John saw the tree of life available to everyone. Its leaves bring healing to the nations, John wrote. And Jesus turned to John and he said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Write all these things down so that everyone will know that if they will come to me and follow me, they can live with me forever. I am coming soon. This is the end of my story. Thank you.